Chapter 16. The two Dibbons huddled together in terror as the ugly heads of Slip and Blaggart poked into their makeshift tent. The sea rat captain snarled at them.
Give us victuals or we'll eat ya.
Blaggart was horrified by Slip's pronouncement.
Oh, Captain, you wouldn't eat two pretty little babbies like them, would ya?
Slip bit Blaggart's ear and punched his snout.
Will you shut up and let me do the talking, doodle nose?
Despite his smarting ear and throbbing nose, Blaggart winked chummily at the Dibbons.
Never fear, me little chicks. Oh, Captain Slip won't eat you. He's got an heart of gold.
Slip yanked Blaggart out of the tent and began booting his rump soundly.
I told you once already, scrummet chaps. Keep your stupid mouth shut until I tell you to speak. Youch!
The mouse babe had regained his confidence and was jabbing his sword stick in Slip's back.
You leave him alone, big bully,
he squeaked.
Oh, me liver and kidneys.
Slip sat down nursing his back. Blaggart was all concern.
Aye, aye, little fella. That was a naughty thing to do. You've gone and hurted the poor captain's livers and kidney. Here, let me help you up, Captain. Are you shipshape?
Slip drew his cutlass, raging.
I'll slice that cheeky snippet in half before he's much older. Let me at it, swab!
Blaggart placed himself between the mouse babe and Slip.
You can cut me in three halves if you like, Captain, but don't you lay a blade near that there infant.
Firtil had regained her composure by now. She attached herself to Blaggart's leg, chuckling.
I like Azer. You're a funny vermin.
Hear that, Captain? The little mermaid likes me.
The sea rat's face was a picture of delight. Slip's voice dripped sarcasm that was lost on the unwitting Blaggart.
Oh, she likes you, does she? Well, ain't that nice? Why don't we all sit down and have a picnic?
The big, slow sea rat patted his captain affectionately, nearly knocking him flat.
Oh, that's the spirit, Captain. I knew you'd see things my way.
Slip's sea-booted footpaw began moving in the direction of Blaggart's behind. The mouse babe brandished his stick, squeaking.
You kick him, and I'd stick your livers at kiddies.
Slip stamped his foot down and glared at the mouse babe.
Don't you have no victuals at all?
The mouse babe thought about this for a moment, then replied.
What's victuals?
Blaggart sat down next to the Dibbon, chuckling.
Bless your little heart, matey. Victuals is food.
Food?
Firtil nodded understandingly.
Like pudding and pie and cakes and soup.
Yes, yes, that's the stuff.
Slip said, nodding eagerly.
Pudding pie, cake and soup. Where is it? Have you got any?
The mouse babe thought quite deeply about the question.
No.
Blaggart laughed until tears rolled down his ugly face.
That pervy mouse is a cool and cappin'.
Firtil trundled off into the woodland. Slip looked after the mole maid curiously.
Where does she think she's off to?
He asked.